Racism is still alive and well. There is a battle that African Americans face each day to prove ourselves, to be safe, to make a living in the United States. When will the world understand that all lives will not matter until Black lives matter? We're being racially profiled in the stores by the police, being turned down for jobs, apartments, facing discrimination when buying a home or a car. There are too many ongoing prejudices happening today that compare to racism historically. It's not enough that Black people struggle the way they do, but too often they are reminded of the hardships they face, that I face, that we face. How much more suffering can we endure? I'm just a young Black woman trying to get by, having dealt with discrimination and prejudice simply because the color of my skin. I'm hurt, I'm angry, and I'm tired. I'm tired of logging on to social media and seeing another hashtag, another Black person on video dying. As a collective, how are we supposed to show up, smile, go to work, and pretend like injustices aren't happening every day? I feel helpless at times. I don't say it enough, but I just am tired, and I don't feel like this is ever going to change. I'm tired of protesting on the streets for what continues to be a never-ending cycle. I'm tired of justice not being served. Instead of holding people accountable and making proper arrests, somehow the answer lies with performative acts that don't result in real change. We live this sad reality every day. Racism impacts every facet of our lives, from medical, educational, socioeconomical, even political. When is it going to end? I'm tired of families having to bury their loved ones and watch the same people who have sworn to protect us continue to kill us. They call it an accident. An accident that kills someone. For the countless Black men and women that have lost their lives at the hands of the police, on and off camera, I didn't know them. You probably didn't either. But did you know that it could have been me? It could have been me or my loved ones at any given moment. The fear that rushes through my heart when a police officer pulls me over or approaches me is not the fear of guilt, but the fear of life. Life that can be taken at an instant. Life that becomes no longer a name, but a hashtag. I hope things can change. I really do. But I don't think it's coming anytime soon. We live in a corrupt society where money overpowers humanity, where racist cops get the upper hand, where obvious evidence of malpractice gets swept under the rug. They don't care about us. It's easier to write a statement of solidarity than to actually fight the system. Easier to post a hashtag than protest in the streets. Easier to befriend a Black person than call out your racist neighbors or coworkers. This level of mistreatment has gone on long enough, but it's just going to continue. And that is why I'm tired.